What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles podcast. We are back in effect. It's me, Daquan, DJ Show Out Day, whatever you call me. You already know what type of time it is. You know, my original co-host can't make it today, so I got my guest host here. Tell me who you are.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Patrick. Milky Mulatto. You feel me? We're glad to be back, you know. Normally, we do our podcast live on Facebook Live, but, you know, so much is going on with COVID. We decided to take a new step and hit the podcast. We've been on it. It just, at first, we wasn't being accepted because we was too explicit. But now they accepting us, you know what I'm saying? Thanks, Anchor. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Anchor getting us out there and welcoming us on board. Well, definitely. Go ahead and tell them about yourself. What?
Man, I'm just a fucking, a stoner that likes politics and everything.
A stoner that likes politics?
Yeah, you never got high and watched the elections or...
That's what I mean. Well, let's tell them what the Hot Box Chronicles is about, you know, for those that don't know. You know, they know about us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? On Anchor and other podcasts, I don't think they know. The Hot Box Chronicles will be sitting the whip. You know what I'm saying? A car, if you don't know what that is. We hotbox a couple of, you know what I'm saying, some blunts, L's, you know, joints, whatever you call them, wherever you live at. And we talk about the most craziest things. You know what I'm saying? We already got two seasons. But you know what I'm saying? We just had so much ups and downs going through things, you know what I'm saying, that we had to come here and start it on here. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to get everything right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you show your support. You can always show your support. You know, ask us questions. They got the message thing on here. Make sure you follow us on Facebook so you can catch it live and give us some input. You feel me?
You ever wonder how COVID hit so fast?
How COVID hit fast?
Yeah.
What?
Whenever all this stuff started.
Are you talking about how COVID got around so fast?
Yeah.
Shit.
So was it already there and then they caught it late, or did it start and then, because there was a lot of people that had it when they first started. That's why they had to shut everything down.
No, the president out here, you know, the president, he out here talking about the China disease. But come to find out, from what they said, remember, they said the Caucasian guy made it in the lab or whatever and took it to China and made it in China. And then why them getting loose. Now, that's what they said. Now, with America, you know, certain things don't be true.
Yeah, but
so we don't know as far as that period. You
but
know.
They cured it faster than here.
Who?
China. Didn't they?
I'm not sure, but see,
they did at one time, and then
I don't think nobody just had a cure. I want to say like they start, not saying not a cure, but I want to say they started with, you know, small things, but they got something now, you know what I'm saying, to help you get rid of the shit, you know what I'm saying, even though niggas are still dying, you know what I'm saying, that's number one, people are still dying,
but
you know
what I'm saying? They say it's like a common cold, but how is it like a common cold if people dying from it? I ain't died from being congested.
Well, no, you got people with HIV or AIDS, people don't die from AIDS, they die from the complications that come while you have it. So, like, you got people that die.
Yeah, but your body break down.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, and that's what COVID does. But you see what I'm saying? Like, people not dying from COVID, they're dying from complications from COVID, like pneumonia. They had pneumonia while they had COVID. Shit like that. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong, some people might be, you know, dying from COVID, but a lot of people are dying from the complications that come with COVID. Like, you have, like, a pre-existing illness type shit. So, like, for instance, like, my uncle, he a diabetic. You know what I'm saying? If he catch it, it'll put him at risk, you know what I'm saying, for something far worse.
Yeah.
That type shit. So, that's the big thing you got to look out for type shit. Right here, all right. Now, my question is, do you take it as serious as it should be taken, or you think this is just one of them American scams?
I just tell you, I stay out of the way. That's why I just stay out of the way, away from people.
But no, I'm saying, do you think, like, all right, so by you saying you stay out of the way, are you saying you stay out of the way because you think this shit's serious? You're basically taking it serious.
Yeah.
Okay, because
other people don't, so I don't want to, I'm like, you got other people that get mad because people don't wear masks and all that. I don't wear no mask, but I'm not gonna be against somebody to wear a mask.
No, I wear a mask.
Now, the stupid shit to me is, People wear the same thing. Like, you put on gloves and go touch stuff, and then instead of taking the gloves off after you got a pause in between going from one thing to the next, because you like if you go to the grocery store and you touching everything, and you go to get in your car, you can open the door with the gloves on and then close the door after you clean your hands. So everything that you touch from then on, after you close the door on the inside, is clean.
So I get what you're
saying. Still wear your mask. But I understand why people wear a mask on the inside of their car, because you breathe, it's airborne. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
All right, now my question on this: you have three kids, right? You have three kids. So do you think that, like, well, this question: you send your kids to school?
Yeah.
Do you think it's
a mask?
Huh?
She wear a mask. So.
I know what I'm saying, but do you think it's safe sending your kids to school knowing that other kids are probably not in school wearing a mask? You don't know how other parents carry their kids, you know what I'm saying? The other parents might not be as serious anymore.
That's just like, that's the same thing as going from outside your car to inside your car. They constantly keep the school clean. The school is cold, like it's like a hospital, so it keeps the bacteria down. And
I see what you're saying in that sense.
So if they constantly keep the school cold or cool enough to where they don't flare up germs, and they can control the germs, and they hurt.
But do it being cold stop the flow of coronavirus?
Mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying? That's another thing. That's why I'm like,
it just makes it where it don't flare up as bad. It don't stay in the air as long.
Cause I ain't gonna hold you. I'm starting to see like a lot of, like, it's starting to become to a color thing. As far as, you know, say, not, I guess not a color thing, but a race thing, as far as sending your kids to school. Because a lot of black people don't want to send their kids to school, but they have to because they have to work. You see what I'm saying? But they're scared. They know if they child gets sick, they might not have, you know what I'm saying, the funds to pay a hospital or something like that.
I don't think it's a race thing, because you got a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people doing it.
No, a lot of white people wanted to send their kids to school off the muscle. A lot of black people didn't want to send their kids to school.
They're just like, do you have... Have you ever looked this up? Is there more, like, homeschool? Is there more white kids homeschool than black kids?
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying? But we could definitely have that be looked up, you know what I'm saying? We would definitely have to look that up. Do you think it's more black kids being homeschooled? I don't think it's... Well, you talking about as far as now with COVID going on?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I believe it's more blacks homeschooled. Because, like, you got to think about, you know, I'm a black man. You're a black man. If something happened to our kids, we ain't got money like that.
Or who... Different races. I don't know. I don't know how you would word it.
Yeah, that's like, what I said. As like far as they have to be race.
Different races or ethnicities. Do they attract stuff, allergies easier, depending on the environment or who they are or where they from?
You talking about as a geological thing, like, yeah. Somebody from the north coming to the south, are they more prone to catching it faster?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good ass question. Because think about it, now that you say that, a lot of people, and you know I'm from New York City, born and raised in New York City.
I know, and I lived up there.
You feel me? We in the south now, but it was terrible in the city, but it wasn't that bad in Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? So that could be a thing. But you have to also think about this. In the city, there's a lot of race. Like, there's a lot of ethnicities. You know what I'm saying? Like, black, white, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Russian, Italian. You know what I'm saying? You got all types. But down here in the south, it's just black, white, Mexican. Right. You know, a sprinkle of Chinese here and whatever else, so forth and so on. But so that is a good question. I ain't never think about it that way. I ain't gonna hold you that. That is a good ass question. God damn, so they didn't think about it that way. That is a good question. So, what do you think about this? All right, so peep this.
That's just one of them things.
Yeah, that is a good question. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's just like me. Look, Rob, I had days where, like, being in the army.
Mm-hmm.
I had days where, like, when we was training, we was in the desert. We was riding across the desert. And we had a whole conversation for, like, 3-4 hours. A whole ride for, like, 3-4 hours about the Mason-Dixon line. What was
about the Mason-Dixon line?
Yeah.
What's that?
We were going from camp to camp cleaning up. And we were still trying. We were sitting there talking the whole time, trying to figure out who, what, when, and why about the Mason-Dixon line.
do you feel that we'll be able to combat the coronavirus where it's obsolete? Like, where it's basically the coronavirus is...
Not really. Now that they classify it as a common cold, they'll find something. They'll find like an over the counter type thing, so it'll contain it. With a common cold, you got the flu and all that, but they got stuff for it. They got Tylenol, ibuprofen, Benadryl.
Facts.
But see, now look. And then you go to the doctor and they got stuff that you can get.
Well, I see what you're saying in that sense. However, the coronavirus is a virus, it's not a bacteria.
I know.
You see what I'm saying? So that has to be fought man-made off the muscle, because that is man-made, you feel me? What you trying to find the light? Mm-hmm. Well, we get the lighter right, you know what I'm saying? Get that lighter right, you know, while we got the hot box going on, let's go ahead and hit that Rizzy. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I got a question for the people that are listening. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all comment, you know what I'm saying? If you want to leave a message to my question, you can go to anchor.fm/Daquan, Daquan Andrews/support. You know what I'm saying? And a hyphen, I hope y'all know what a hyphen is. A lot of people, when I tell them a hyphen, they think of apostrophe. Hmm. A hyphen is that dash, you know what I'm saying? That little dash in between, not an underscore, but the dash, that's called a hyphen, people. You know what I'm saying? To get y'all right. But yeah, make sure y'all go on there and y'all can answer the question. Y'all can put the message button to answer the question. And then y'all can also donate to us so we can step our game up some more. You know what I'm saying? We got mics now. You know what I'm saying? We came a long way. But my question is, do you feel that we'll be able to get to the point where coronavirus is non-existent? Yes or no? Leave us your question. I mean, your answer to the question. And we'll answer that. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you a response to, you know, your question, your answer,
but this
or your question in the next episode.
But this ain't the type. This ain't the first type, though.
As far as what? Something like this? Remember we had the mad cow disease? The swine flu?
No, I'm saying... This ain't the first time COVID came up, right?
Yeah, that's the first time.
No.
When did it
come up before? Or where? I read it somewhere. Where it flared up before, and then they controlled it. They updated the name for it.
Not that I remember. Well, let me see. We're going to go to the...
Like, I think it was like the early 2000s.
Let's see, clevelandclinic.org. Let's see what they say. They said coronaviruses have been around for centuries. To better understand the SARS-CoV-2 virus and COVID-19 diseases caused from an infectious disease perspective, some experts advise viewing coronaviruses categorically as old and new in terms of how long these viruses have been affecting humans. And the older human coronaviruses were first identified in the mid-1960s, but have likely circulated in humans for centuries. These include 229E alpha coronavirus, NL63 alpha coronavirus, OC43 beta coronaviruses, and HKU1 beta coronaviruses too. For the most part, these older iterations present with a mild respiratory infection, except for the HKU1. So that shit has been around for a while. And we just now finding... Well, I didn't know about that shit. You just put me up again. Where did you find that shit at? What the fuck? How did you know? What the fuck was you looking at that you found that?
I told you. That's why I said people need to read. So stop trying to listen to other people.
You got to believe half what you see, half what you hear.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So just as you tell people
you gotta be able to connect both. It's like a puzzle.
Fact.
That's what you're saying on that pieces.
I definitely feel it. So the blunt, you know what I'm saying, the strain of the day that we're smoking while we're talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying, talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all listening to us ramble, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for most definitely checking in, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to do the live episode Saturday and show Anchor how we really get down. You know what I'm saying? Anchor, you know, we be having everybody, y'all do need to check the Facebook Live. When we live doing the podcast, you see the people call in, saying they talk, you know what I'm saying, talking they talk, you know what I'm saying, saying things, what they think about. It's like a whole big family, a whole big viewing party family. No lie. But, you know what I'm saying? The plug told me this kind, you know what I'm saying, we're smoking is some cookies. He didn't say what kind of cookies. He said cookies.
Yeah, but you know it's just cookies, right?
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, you know, it could be a different kind of cookie. You never know. But I ain't going to hold you. You know, it's smoking. Don't get me twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It got that good hit to it, that twang twang. I like that twang twang. You feel me? Let me get some snaps for the twang twang. Because we're going to clap in the Hot Box Chronicles. We snap. You feel me? For the new people that don't know. Mm-hmm. That shit hit good, though. Thanks. Now, but did you hear about how they said weed, you know what I'm saying, can help combat the coronavirus? That's
yeah,
hot by Chronicle for your ass.
But they, it's a lot of stuff about weed that they still ain't, they still trying to figure out.
Most definitely, most definitely.
So that I don't really, until it's in black and white and it say it got that policy word with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or guaranteed.
Well, I know you're not lying. Because peep this shit. My grandparents come up from the old days, you know what I'm saying? They come up for where, you know, in the 70s, 60s, where cocaine was the thing. You feel me?
Yeah,
so no. Well, I would always, you know what I'm saying? You know, my grandfather always gave me the, oh, you know, you smoke weed, that's going to lead to cocaine and stuff like that. Because, you know, that's that back in the day shit. But like I told him, I said, nah, that's y'all that want to do that cocaine back then. I ain't doing no goddamn cocaine. All this weed out here. You feel me? But, you know, he will always have that. Then grandma be like, you know, you're smoking your herbs. I know you smoke your herbs and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to stop. You know, that's what grandma called the herbs. But now, what's so crazy, and I'm seeing, it's constantly being on the news, people fighting to get it right, you know what I'm saying? They decriminalize the weed, different places, especially in goddamn Clayton County. Well, it was really, I want to say Forest Park. They decriminalize weed in Georgia. They need to decriminalize that motherfucker everywhere because these motherfuckers be on some bullshit down here. Them niggas be quick to arrest a nigga, boy.
But everybody say this, when you get caught with less than an ounce, it's a fine.
No. I'm gonna tell you the law right here. I'm gonna tell you the law now before niggas get themselves arrested and become another hashtag. And nigga, in Forest Park, the law is anything under an ounce is a fine. You feel me? But now, that don't mean they can't take your ass to jail. They ain't gonna take you to jail because they decriminalized. They ain't gonna take you to jail, but they give you a fine and probably take it from you. But, like, still, man, like, who wants to go pay for a zip? Then you lose the zip and they gotta pay a fine. Nigga, that's like paying the wee man twice for nothing. Like, what the fuck? Hell no. Jeez, shit. But that's some bullshit right there. That shit on the floor. But hell yeah. But fuck around, you know, my grandmother, you know, by the way, if I say this, fuck cancer. My grandmother had breast removed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last month, whatever. So, my cousin, Lit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop a couple songs, you know what I'm saying? You know, when we drop the next podcast, you know, get people promoted. But Lit, my cousin Lit, was so funny. Lit was like, yo, son. You know, told grandma, like, yo, you know, you got, you know, your breast cancer, stage 3, you know what I'm saying? You might want to get some weed. Shit, grandma said, shit, I'm thinking about it. Now, that's something to think about, boy. After a while, like, come on. You see what I'm saying? You seen them helping kids with epilepsy, this, that, and the third. How long can you fight against it? That's what got me looking at these old white heads in Georgia. These old-ass prunes. They talking about they're against weed, but it's like, yo, son, your day is coming. You might be on that motherfucking table one day, and they telling you, like, shit, I don't think it can help you as a blunt. What you going to say then? No? You going to just go ahead and croak?
But they were trying to experiment. This sounds fucked up to me, but now they trying to experiment with the cancer patients, the CBD oil or THC oil.
Facts.
Is it CBD or THC or
either one? You got CBD oil. You got THC or THC oil is going to get you high. The CBD oil one. That's the one, you know what I'm saying, they giving for the epilepsy, body relaxation, pain.
I don't trust that shit. I ain't never gonna do nothing with that CBD shit. I don't care if nobody, people use it or on the regular or whatever.
No, they're, but you never know.
I don't, because how do you do that? How do you pull all the THC out and leave the and just leave CBD there?
Just the same. You never know.
You gotta add chemicals and shit to there, right?
Probably not necessarily. Shit, when they grow seedless watermelons, do they have to add chemicals to stop the seeds from growing?
Sometimes.
As far as what? Nuh-uh. You can grow seedless watermelon in the backyard and they're high.
Yeah, but they got seeds for seedless watermelon.
Exactly, but dude, just because it made is it seedless too?
Nah, that never mind. How you got? I'm about to say, how you get seedless? How you get seedless watermelon with a seed? And it just be, and they just grow without seed. Where you get the seeds from?
Well, I see what you're saying. Cause that is that is stranger than a motherfucker. Well, you know what I'm saying about?
You gotta let it. All
right, CBD or cannabidol?
You gotta let it.
What? A lighter? It's right there. Damn, it backed up. All right, so let me read. Let me see. We about to read it right here. We gonna read. We gonna see. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to say nothing. You know, something that we don't fucking know. We gonna read the truth here. CBD or cannabidiol is a cannabinoid produced mainly within the trichomes on the cannabis plant. This compound has risen to superstar status over the past few years as more studies reveal that intriguing characteristics behind CBD. CBD is also a non-psychoactive, making it much more legally around the world, even in places THC consumption is forbidden. You might see CBD rich illegal. We want to see how. There we go. Just as cannabis plant has been selectively bred for decades to churn out massive quantities of THC, there are now strains that produce sky-high CBD levels with next to no THC. These new strains profile allows growers to cultivate hemp or CBD-rich cannabis, even in countries where it's illegal to grow. THC-rich cannabis is also the means that cannabis users seeking CBD without getting high, such and such. When it comes to cultivating CBD returning, it's genetics. Okay, here we go. The most important factor to consider is genetics. Enzymes in the plant dictate whether or not it would be rich in THC or CBD. Growers will generally crossbreed two strains with high CBD levels and low THC levels to improve the CBD content. Okay, so that do make sense. So basically, it's like what we learned in school about the cross fertilization. I want to say it is.
But I mean, do they do something? Do they use a chemical to split them, to separate them? Because you know how you can.
You know how you can separate.
You know how you
just
can,
like this. Like, all right. So, Pete, I see what they're saying. So, boom.
You know how you can cut chemicals where they.
No, you ain't gotta do that. Think about this.
You know what I'm talking about? Though?
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm talking about. But as I said, but think about this. Remember when I went to Vegas and I told y'all, like, yo, they be having different weeds, like, and they tell you percentage of THC. Now, they do got some weed that be like 18% THC and 10% CBD, you feel me? So I guess what I just read, and, you know, it do kind of make sense. You get, like, so you get two plants. One that got 18% THC. The other one got 15% CBD. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Then you got the other plant, 10% THC and 20% CBD. When you make them plants mate, or you fur, you know, use the male to fertilize, you know, such and such.
Yeah.
You know, boom. That baby must gonna have more CBD off the shrimp. Then you, when that one grows up, boom, use that CBD, focus that one, another CBD. You just keep going until the THC content gets so low that the CBD content becomes so strong. That do make sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. That do make sense. I also want to say justice for Breonna Taylor. Well, I definitely want to say that. Make sure you put that in there. Alright. So, alright. Since you're here. Normally, you're not a host.
I knew it was coming. Keep this.
Normally, you're not a host here. You know what I'm saying? You're my host today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I got to hit you with this type of thing. This is the Hot Box Chronicles. What's your favorite strain?
That I've had?
Your favorite strain to smoke?
I don't know. I had all of them.
I mean, really, I'm flabbergasted. I am flabbergasted. You said you don't know? Wow, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, you kind of stumped me. You know how much weed we smoke?
I know how much weed we smoke, but I'm just saying. Like, what is your favorite string? Like, if you had all the weed in the world, which one would you go to? What should go to? I ain't gonna hold you. I went to Vegas. That motherfucking purple punch was so delicious. And what got me, that motherfucker had me so high, and that wasn't even the strongest weed I had. That was the kicker. Mine's. But it tasted like a cup of fucking Kool-Aid. So I'm going to say purple punch, and that might be my go-to. And that's not even, that get me high, you feel me? That might not be the strongest weed, but as far as just look, flavor, and just high, I got to fuck with the purple punch on that shit.
I think it'd be orange kush.
Now, I had Agent 40, Orange 43, I want to say, at Vegas. And that shit tastes like a motherfucking orange. I'm here to tell you. Gee, shit. You see where I called you there when I showed you the what's the name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would probably be a go-to.
Yeah. Blood on you. Facts.
So, do you like... Are you more sativa, indica, or hybrid?
I ain't gonna hold you. I like smoking weed. Don't get me twisted. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and fix this. Let's go ahead and do this right. I love smoking cannabis, okay?
Yeah.
However, I'm like the old school smoker. And I say that because I like to, you know, smoke to get high. Like, I'm not always trying to, you know, when I break down the weed, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm looking at it, boom, you know what I'm saying? When I go to Vegas, let's do it like this.
So, you more it's OG different, or?
You know, it's different buying street weed and, you know, and dispensary weed. You feel me? Yeah. Like, if I'm in a dispensary, I'm in there looking for two things: how that motherfucker looks and the percentage. I want the percentage to be 25% better. You feel me? Now, what, nigga? When I go to Vegas, I be in that motherfucker smacked. You hear me? And then I go to the ramen spot. I be in, like, I like to go out there and eat. You got Vegas, like, you know, like, I tried the gambling shit. Don't get me wrong, the gambling shit is okay. I be going places because I like to smoke. I like to skip my smoke my cannabis. You know what I'm saying? And then I go for smoking my cannabis. Oh, yeah, this nigga's over here choking. I like to smoke my cannabis. And after I smoke my cannabis, I like to find me something fly to eat. You feel me? Now, when I get my weed, I check, you know what I'm saying, like the Tyson Ranch where he shot nobody Tyson. Because that motherfucking weed was popping. I'm here to tell you, that's free promotion right there. I'm sorry. That was free advertising like a motherfucker. I'm here to tell you, that Tyson Ranch shit, I had the high-octane sherbet, that shit was popping. Now, granted, it looked like regular weed. Like, that's why I be telling people that never been to dispensary, like, niggas be trying to show me all this colorful shit. Nigga, I done went to dispensary and see all weed that was just all green, and that shit get you retarded. So I'm going to stick with the OG. So I'm going to stick with the indica. I'm in the couch. That's what I need. You feel me? I like that. I got ADHD, too. You feel me? I got ADHD. So I know for a fact I need something to put my ass down. Like, you know, I need something that's going to be like, you know what? Just hold on. Sit down. Put me on hold. You feel me? A little time out.
I'm Mark Indica Institute.
Niggas need that, you know what I'm saying? Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? That in the couch, that sit down, that hold on for a second. That shit. I'm gonna need you good to go. son. Now this is my question to you, D. Remember back in the days when we were smoking mid? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going for everybody smoke mid. Mm. Everybody smoke their fair share of mid. I don't give a fuck. If you was born in the 90s or before that, you smoke some mid.
I ain't smoked mid since 2000.
Yeah, sometime in high school.
2016, 2000, yeah.
It's been 16, 17. Bitch, that's 4 years ago.
Yeah, when I first got home, I smoked some.
You get home in 2014?
When you came back from military? In 2016. I was home in 2000.
No, when you came back from
the
military?
I came home December
4, 2014. Oh, wait a minute. Damn, it been that long?
Yeah.
Time is probably, but that make you feel old, don't it?
It bad. I've been smoking weed since every 2 weeks after.
You remember your first time smoking?
Yeah.
When was your first time smoking?
Huh?
When was your first time smoking?
Like, ever?
Yeah, like your first time actually hitting the blunt and getting high, nigga. Getting high on the devil's lettuce, as them niggas was calling it.
My first time, bro, I got my head blown off.
By who?
Jamarcus.
Your cousin?
Yeah. In an old 80s style Cadillac. And we had that bitch smoked out, bro.
Riding in the scene with the gangsta lean.
This motherfucker tried to kill me.
Right. Man, look,
the neighbor. I don't know how to hear. They gonna go back and tell on us. But we outside, bro. We outside like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it like you thought it was, though? Like when you got high, how did you feel?
Yeah, that shit. I was goofy. I was goofy as hell.
Nigga,
That was mid.
The first time I got high, I think I was like 12, B. I think everybody got high off mid the first time. I think we were born in the 90s. Mid was popping. You niggas could convince me mid was popping. Like, if a nigga told me in 97 you wasn't smoking no mid, in 2001 you wasn't smoking no mid, nigga, a lot. Niggas were smoking Reggie, Piff, popcorn mid, nigga. It was mid. Fuck what a nigga talking about. That shit was mid to the motherfucker. You feel me? Now, peep this shit. Nigga, I'm 12 years old, B. I'm living in Pennsylvania. Fuck around. My uncle come home. He been gone, you know. I believe he came back from jail or some shit. But he come home, I was on punishment. This nigga come upstairs, he like, you know what I'm saying? Your mom's told me you on punishment shit. You don't know how to get your shit together. So since you want me on punishment, I got something for you. I got some work for you to do. This nigga brought me a size 11 Nike shoebox full of me and B. And told me, that nigga said, take the seeds and the stems out and bag them. Nigga, I'm sitting there like, what? This nigga like, bag it. Nigga, I get finished with that. That nigga said, come downstairs. I get to me about like a good 2 hours. I was all just slow as shit, trying my best to get that motherfucker in there, no seeds. I know he be tripping. I come downstairs, nigga. He like, yeah. He like, why? So I'm looking at, I'm trying to see what he drink. He got the bottle turned the way, so I'm looking. He like, damn, you want to be that nose? He said, come here, come sit right here. You know, you know I love you, nephew. You want to be grown? Sit right here. You want to be bad as shit? You want to listen to your mom? Sit right here. So I'm like, you know, I'm good. I don't need to sit there. You know, I believe I need to go upstairs and mind my business. You feel me? I got to that point. I need to mind my business. You feel me? I need, you know what, you right, I don't belong in no adult's face. Let me get out of here. That nigga said, nah, come here. So he poured me a shot of Henny. He like, take a shot. So I'm like, I'm good. He like, yo, take a shot. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get punched. I ain't no punk bitch. Let me hit this bear. You know, not the bear, but let me hit this Henny. Boom, I hit the Henny. So the first time I ever got that Henny kick to the chest, I you know, you get that, that Henny kick, you...
I ain't never really liked Henny like
that. No, you tripping. Henny, you know, that was my shit.
Nah.
But before I peeped this shit.
Now, it's a broader range. I like...
I got to have me some brown, but you know, I like to sip. I don't like to get drunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what's your go-to dark liquor?
I'm going to tell you this. So fuck around. I'm sitting there, he like, shit, hit the blunt. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to smoke the weed. He like, hit the blunt. So I'm like, you know what? Before I get punched in my chest, let me hit the blunt. Nigga, I hit that shit, nigga. That mid was so potent, every time I hit it, it felt like I was passing out. Nigga, I was high, nigga. I was so high at 12 years old, but, nigga, I drank a whole box of Capri Suns. And remember, Capri Sun used to come in a 12-pack. Remember the box? It used to have 12 packs, and nigga, I drank a whole box of that shit. That's how I knew I was gone. Nigga, I would never forget that. That was my first time smoking weed. I ain't gonna hold you. But... back to what you were saying, my favorite dark liquor on some, and this ain't no promotion intended, no goddamn,
yeah,
no promotion,
yeah,
no advertisement intended.
We just talking about our own liquor.
You feel me?
Our
like,
own experience and what we spend our
we
money
ain't, on. You know, them niggas ain't calling for no sponsorship or nothing, but on some real shit, the liquor I drink, like, I don't, first of all, I don't drink because I don't like to get drunk. Like, somebody got to protect the squad. You already know how I feel about that. I feel like
I don't ever, I don't like getting drunk.
You feel me? Like, to me, somebody got to protect the squad. Like, I be seeing too many videos of motherfuckers getting knocked out while they drunk.
That's
I ain't
like,
got time.
That's like me going to a restaurant. I can't sit with my back to the door.
Like, you feel like certain shit you just don't do. So, when I'm out, I get my Henny. Like, I drink Henny. I definitely drink the Jaeger because of you. You definitely put me on the Jaeger joint. The Jaeger and Red Bull. You definitely put me on
that. I don't even
that.
Drink Jaeger no more.
Well, you put me on that. I drink that.
I ain't
That should be having me right. I ain't gonna hold. That Jaeger and that Red Bull, you put me on that, boy. I went to Vegas and that shorty kept bringing me that. As long as you was playing the game, you got free drinks.
Yeah.
Son, I was right drinking that, sipping. You know, I just get my sip on.
No,
one cup will last me a good
my,
8 hours.
My new crazy shot, my new, because you know how I drink. So you know how I like doing crazy shit. Mine would be a cocaine. It's liquid. It's called liquid cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different. There's like three different types. But it's either two or three different liquors they mix, and it's a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to go to the bar. It was a club, really. It was a nightclub, but I used to just go to the bar, get one Bud Light. And three liquid cocaine shots. And I just sit there and chill and listen to the music and drink that Bud Light. You know, they that was when they had the Bud Light bottles with the twist. With it.
I don't drink beer.
With the twist, like the neck part of it is twisted. Now they just got it. They just straight again.
See, I can't drink beer because I don't like the taste of that shit.
Like, I don't like
the
it.
The taste be disgusting of that
shit. I don't
shit.
Like it.
And then it's like, to me, I'm like, I shouldn't have to drink that much to feel buzz. You feel me? Because y'all niggas be drinking. Niggas drink a hell of a lot of beer to get buzzed. That's why I like, you know, I
drink it as a chaser.
Like, if I had a solo cup.
I drink beer as a chaser.
Well, Peter, if I get a solo cup, I pour Henny probably like from the tip of your finger to like the second knuckle. So like this one, the tip of your finger, tip of your index finger to the second knuckle on your index finger. That's how much Henny I pour in the cup. And that right there will last me 8 hours. G shit.
Mm-hmm. I will
sip that motherfucker for 8 hours. I'm here to tell you.
I like either my go to is Maker 46.
Who?
Maker's 46.
What the fuck is that?
It's a whiskey bourbon. It's like a bourbon whiskey.
No, I fuck with a whiskey. Don't get it twisted. But, like, the only dark liquor I don't like, cause I don't fuck white liquor. White liquor, that shit will fuck your life up. That shit will make you do shit you don't need to do. That's boy, white liquor? White liquor? Boy. You fuck around, fuck up your life.
I know.
And don't remember nothing about it.
Bruh. I bought a big bottle of fucking the Amarillo Ciroc.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pineapple. It was pineapple or Amarillo. But we was in there playing beer pong, taking shots. We got cups. We got cups, but we got water in the cups. And we just throw the ball in the cup. And then you take a shot. You got the shots lined up on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of cups is on the table. The amount of shots is lined up on each side. So there's four. There's four lines. And there's how many shots? How many cups? Is it 10? 4, 3, 2, 1. Some people do 5, but I do 4. So it's... Yeah, be 10. So you got 10 shots that you gotta take, or either the other person, somebody gonna end up taking 10 shots, pretty much a piece.
Hell to the no!
And I used to have parties. I used to have parties, bro. I bought a keg one time. But we went through that keg before midnight. And the party started at like 9.
Hell no.
And on top of that, we playing quarters on the kitchen table. We playing beer pong in the little dining area. Yeah,
see, that shit ain't for me, kids. These I go to party. Don't get it twisted. But as far as me drinking that beer, oh, that's on the floor. That's on the floor. I'm finna sip this dark liquor. Like, what made me stop fuck with that white liquor? That motherfucking Takabaka, boy. That shit there, that nasty mother, ooh, boy. Man. That's dragon piss. That shit is disgusting, and that shit gets you drunk.
But I ain't never had it. I don't drink vodka.
You ain't missing shit. That shit is $10.
I don't drink vodka.
That is $10 on 100 proof.
But that sounds cheap, though.
That nigga is cheap as a motherfucker.
And,
it's cheap as shit. I ain't gonna hold you. But you know, that's when, you know, that was college days for us. That was like 2012. You know, so that was college. So we was pouring that shit in.
Yeah, but
you know, house party drinking and shit.
Drinking in college and drinking in the military, two different things.
Yeah, I know y'all niggas get drunk in military beer. Everybody, you know what's funny? And I say that because, nigga, you became an alcoholic fuck with the military. Joe is an alcoholic fuck with the military. Our boy, goddamn, what's his name? Ralph Horton. I was about to say Roger, but
my
Ralph Horton.
Ralph?
Yeah. That nigga's a drunk. Every time somebody goes to the military, y'all come back a drunk and smoking cigarettes. Something's wrong. Something is going on out there.
They ain't got nothing better to do.
They ain't got nothing better to do. What you mean? So the best thing to do is to get drunk?
Yeah, we can't smoke.
Jesus, though. Y'all out there getting faded.
You can't smoke.
What's the drunkest you got in the military? You know it's bad when a motherfucker laugh off the muscle. Nigga didn't even ask. Nigga went straight to clown. It's bad.
I got so drunk one time. I got drunk. My party. I ended before my party ended.
Oh, wow. No. You that type drunk.
I got so drunk, bro. I look, I went in the bathroom. I went in the bathroom, used the bathroom. I was leaning up against the wall. I sat down on the floor and went to, after that, I was out.
What?
Them motherfuckers, they pulled me out the bathroom on the floor. They took, because I had, the couch I had two big pillows. Mm-hmm. They laid them out and laid me on top of the pillow. And I slept right there on the floor in front of the bathroom door. People walking around me, walking over me, and I'm out.
Hell to the nah. Takabaka had me holding the toilet seat. One of those moments.
No. Another time I got drunk, and we're gonna say bits and pieces of this. But we were drinking, it was me and like there's a bunch of us. We was at the house. Not my house, but we was at another house. And we were drinking, and I guess somebody had reported something, and I guess the cops that came, they came in the house. I'm asleep. Everybody getting slammed around. Everything just slid around and moved. The door, the fucking wood broke off the door and shit. And I wake up and ain't nobody there. And then I leave and come back. And then they just start showing up one by one. And they mad as hell.
They got me pretty sure. What the fuck?
Yeah. I done had some crazy moments. I done drunk a lot of fucking liquor, bro. I done drunk enough liquor for the bottles to fill up one whole half of my lip, a whole half of my kitchen.
So you just
my drunk kitchen floor.
Nigga, you just drunk enough liquor for my whole lifetime. This nigga
in one weekend. We filled, that was, and we used to
see the thing I like
we
about
filled,
drunk,
we used to fill the counter up. That was our goal. That was our goal all the time, was to fill it, was to drink enough liquor to have enough bottles to fill up the kitchen counter. And the kitchen counter I had was the same size as the counter where the sink is, all the way over to where going toward the living room. From the kitchen over to where
I see what you're saying. I'm thinking you talking about that much liquor in one night. I about to say, well, god damn. But like, you know, I don't have my share of bottles now, you know what I'm saying? But as far as just getting drunk, I probably got honestly like drunk two times in my 28-year life. I do not like that feeling. That hangover shit is the worst, nigga. I'm here to tell you. That shit make you feel like you done cursed that God and he personally is here to punish you. Like, that shit is the worst. And I'm tired of getting punished. I don't want to do that.
One time I got so drunk, I went to sleep and woke up drunk. And we went to Denny's. I didn't sober up till like 3 o'clock the next day in the afternoon. 3 o'clock
the afternoon
the next day. I went to Denny's. They kicked me out for the chef got mad because I was eating food faster than what he was making it.
Oh, you just buying out the bar,
and backing up the orders, backing, getting the orders and shit back there.
So you just buying up the joint. That nigga let me get everything. I'm eating everything in here. Just start cooking till I tell you to stop. I'm eating everything in here, B. That's it. I'm hungry. Just start cooking, B. I'll tell you when to stop cooking. But, like, only thing I like about Danny is like their food feel like it's full of air or some shit. Like, it's weird. I went to the one in, I think it was Florida. Yeah, me and Diddy went to the one in Florida.
You got the lighter.
I do got the lighter. I do. Number one selling thing in the world, the fucking lighter. I ain't gonna hold you. But me and this nigga Diddy went to Florida. Fuck me, I ordered that Denny's. I'm eating it. I'm like, damn, why I feel like I'm eating some goddamn marshmallow? Like, it felt like air, like it's full of air. Like, it's just airy as shit. I don't know. It just ain't seem right. it really didn't
I
seem
like
right.
Eating wings when I get drunk.
You said wings?
Yeah.
Cause that's, you from the South, nigga. Y'all fuck up a chicken. Bro, I'm telling you. When you go to, when y'all niggas in the South go to heaven, y'all got to explain to God why the fuck y'all kill a chicken and a fish like in a pig? Boy, y'all niggas are disrespectful down here to these animals. Like, other places we eat food too. Down here, y'all don't cut no slack. Like, y'all plays no game. A squirrel can be a meal. Like, that's crazy. But he like,
yeah, squirrels, possums, raccoons.
You ever had possums?
No.
Would you eat it?
No.
Yeah, no, I can do that. Like, I don't want to try alligator. Like, I feel like that's reptiles. That's too much. That's too close to the
dinosaur. Alligator is good.
That shit too close to dinosaur. I'm not eating a dinosaur, B. I cannot do it. I cannot eat a dinosaur.
I ate some. Where did I eat? Was it Florida?
What?
Jacksonville. It's in Jacksonville.
To an alligator?
Yeah.
No, they can't have that shit. I don't do that.
I ate some in Louisiana. They got the aioli, whatever you gonna call it. It's the sriracha aioli.
Yeah, see, but I can't do that. Is it tough? Like
no. Certain parts of it is, but the best part is the tail. The best part of the alligator is the tail. People don't understand that, but it is.
You know, people gonna be listening. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be sending their messages in. They're gonna be sending their messages in, ready to say, nah, the tail ain't it. You know, they might say another part. They might say a jaw, a cheek, a throat.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
To me, the toughest part is that back strap part, where you see where the spine, the top of the spine, there's like that piece. I think it's alligator. But I know for a fact that the tail is, because they cut it up in bites.
You sound like that's your go-to thing, too. You talking about bites and all that. That's your appetizer. Look, before we get any farther, make sure y'all send y'all messages, or y'all can support us at anchor.fm/ Daquan Andrews, DAQUANDREWS/support. That's anchor.fm/DAQUANDREWS/support. What did you say?
That they can, their questions will help us out with subjects and what everybody wants to know and who's listening and what they think about.
Hey, are we about to get, you know, this is the intro, you know what I'm saying? We back, let them know we back, how we do things, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Anchor don't know about that liveness on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to incorporate that. But Anchor will be getting all the shows. We'll be doing Facebook, we'll be on Anchor, and we're doing our podcast on Anchor. So really, people on Facebook gonna have to come listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We try to show our love to the podcast now. That's what we're doing. But, you know, also to our listener Anchor, you can follow us on Daquan Andrews, DAQUAWN Andrews, ANDREWS on Facebook. It'll say DJ Shaw in the middle. You can follow me. You can follow Patrick Banks. That's Patrick Bain, common spelling, on Facebook. And follow him and see, you know, the Hot Box Chronicles live. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get a piece of that action. Mm-hmm. You can video call and everything. When I say we'd be turned up, it'd be hilarious. It'd be funny, man. We even have serious ones, man. It's crazy. Now, my question to you, you know what I'm saying? That's how you know it's good. When you hit that shit, you hold it a little bit. You hold it shit. That's when you know it's good. You feel me? You ever had ramen? Like, would you dabble in ramen? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a big ass bowl of ramen, like the one I had when I went to Vegas when I showed you.
Yeah. That shit look good, though.
Boy, nigga, what? When I tell you, son, I walk, let me tell you about this. I walk in there. You know what I'm saying? I walk in there. So you like, you know, how I may help you, Japanese guy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, I ain't never had ramen like that. Nah, don't get me twisted, you know. We fuck up some ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Don't get me twisted. We fuck up some ramen noodles. So yeah. I done had my... I done ate so many ramen noodles, boy. I could probably shit flour. I'm telling you. Son, he was like... He showed me the menu, whatever. So, you know, I don't eat pork. But so I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at the menu. And I see a chicken. He got like a spicy chicken ramen. So I'm like... And he got the things you can add on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, boom. First thing coming to my mind, Naruto. So I'm like, yo, let me get the fish rolls. The seaweed paper, you know what I'm saying? The seaweed square.
Yeah.
All right, you know, some spicy chili sauce, some collard, some cabbage. I mean, not collard greens, but some cabbage in it. I had, it was chicken cabbage. I think I had two more items that I never to be getting his. When I say, I put that, because, you know, they have all the things in there. You just got to add the juice to it. When mm-hmm. I say, I pour that juice in there, put that chili oil in it, and stir that joke up and went to eat. Boy. You told me delicious. Now it's my first time having a fish cake, that circle, the swirl joint.
Did you ever go back to the orange spot? The spot with the oranges? The one you showed me?
Oh, you talking about when you
went last year?
Bro, went there, right? And why the machine was broke? I said, dang, just my luck. I told her, yo, son, I bet money. I told Jamie Shreddy, I said, yo, I bet money. It's sitting behind this counter. It's sitting, because it was behind, like, where they were, the register was right here, was behind them. I said, it was never behind the register. If it's behind the register, I bet you somebody fucked it up. Then we asked, what happened to the machine? Somebody broke. I said, motherfuckers. This is my piss the fuck off. I knew I was going to have me some orange juice that morning. Some fresh squeezed orange. I said, bro, what the? But whoever made that, I'm here to tell you, that was a smart-ass idea. And that orange juice is good as fuck. I'm here to tell you. That's what I'm saying. We need to take a trip and see the light. But yeah, but you need to take a trip with me to Vegas. That shit's lit. I ain't going to hold you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't New York City, but it's lit. Don't get me wrong.
I want to go back to the city.
I would love to go back to the city, but it's too expensive, for one. For two, I'm not with that gentrification. That moving the black people out, I'm not with that shit. Like, because first of all, nigga, black people made slick made New York what it was, too. Like, you feel me? You can't just kick black people out. Nigga, black people was the epicenter for that. Like, you feel me? Like, too many blacks died up there for that to be just to be kicked out.
For the whole, I say, like, I guess, like, black community, African American community, whatever you want to call it. I'm mixed, so I can say however I want to. You a damn fool if you call
nigga, you black. I don't know if you mixed, nigga. You still considered black. When you walk down the street, you're going to be called a nigga with the ER on it, too.
I like going through the different parts of. The parts of New York, the culture changes.
See, I think this is...
The vibe changes.
See, I think this is the problem. See, you mix, you know what I'm saying? And I'm straight nigga. But see, what's so crazy about you, you mix, but you real white. Like if nigga, if you had your hair cut and people didn't know, they'd think you're a white man. A straight up white man. But see, they don't know your daddy blacker than me.
Yeah.
This was funny about this. What's so weird about this, you probably can get away with shit that I can get away with. Wait, and that's just because your skin tone gives that.
They ain't bothering me in New York.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is...
People talk to me.
I know, I'm just saying. But see, people are more likely to talk to you because you look Caucasian. But they don't know you black. Like, you feel me?
They like the fact that I was from Georgia.
That too,
People in... I don't know what the fuck it is with Georgia, Pastor Troy, and people in
New York. I'm here to tell you, I bet money. If we was... You, nigga, you know damn well, if you was driving a car, you wouldn't get pulled over first. I'd get pulled over first.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the problem in America. You feel me? But see, I think you don't understand. Well, no, I can't say you don't think. You try to say, you know, you're in the middle, but you mix. But nigga, you're a part of that because for the ones that do know you're black, they're going to be like, oh, that nigga, his daddy's a nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what you need to understand. You feel me? So just because you mix, nigga, don't give you that exit ticket. You a nigga too. You feel me? Don't let them fool you.
Technically, and I guess you say on paper.
This bitch.
On paper, it would say I'm black, even though I'm mixed.
You black.
I know.
Son, you got to think about what you're saying.
I know. I've already heard this.
Nigga, you black. Nigga, either way you look at it, you black. But I don't give a fuck. Mixed. Son, Puerto Rican people is black. You see what I'm saying? They can say they mixed what they want. Them niggas black.
You still can't forget the white side.
What about it?
I'm still white and black.
I understand you white and black.
So I understand being mixed. People, you consider black, but I still have a white side.
I understand that, but see,
people scared of my
white
side.
But see, what you need to understand is your black side. You need to understand your black side. What your black side bring is being attacked. You feel me? That's what you need to understand. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So your kids. You know what I'm saying? Your kids can pass for white kids because your wife is white. You know what I'm saying? But they got black in them. Do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, they'll be treated as a white person? Do you want them to be treated, like, I guess, you know what I'm saying, do you rather them be treated white or do you want them to understand, like, yo, you're black, you have black in you?
But I'm not them, though.
No, I'm saying, but do you want them to understand they got black in them? Like, not saying it like that.
Yeah, you got to understand everything about you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, you let them be like...
I can't... That's like, for example, with me and my brother. Mm-hmm. Think about... You've been around us plenty of times. Look at the crowd that... Or the type of people that he hang with.
Yeah.
According... compared to the kind of people that I hang with.
No, I see what you're saying, but I think you get my question confused. What I'm saying is, are you, you know what I'm saying, are you going to let your kids know, like, you're black? Like, you're not going to let them think they're just straight white. Are you going to let them know they're black?
Yeah, my meaning is, my brother hung out with more white than black. Mm-hmm. Which he hung out with black. But I hung out with more black than white.
Yeah, but y'all niggas is black.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what else? No, I'm not talking about as
being
far as,
being mixed. Mm-hmm. They can choose. They should be able to comfortably choose what's where, who.
No, I know what you're saying. I understand that. What I'm asking you is, are you going to let them know about their black side, like their black heritage type show? Are you going to let them know?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
They don't understand both sides.
Facts. You know, like,
that way, if they understand both sides when they get old enough to choose what crowd they want to be with or hang with or whatever, then they'll understand what goes along with that side of wherever they hang with.
Thanks, I respect what you're saying.
Because white people hang out way different than black people.
Well, we know, nigga. Because you know, white people get some rowdy shit. I'm here to tell you, but. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's room for change. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like change is possible and change is coming. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to come to where it could be peace among color. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all we got is each other. Mm-hmm. Shit, 1 million people died from COVID-19. Like, what more do we got to prove to one another? Like, everybody can die. You feel me?
But what was more? Okay. This is a question. For 2020, What has been more important to have information or talk about more, COVID-19 or the whole Black Lives Matter?
You said what was talked about more?
No, what is more of an interest for 2020, COVID-19 or and people dying and trying to figure out a cure, or you can't. They got so many different things, you can't really get a cure for it. But,
well, in my eyes, what's more important than COVID-19 is motherfucking black lives.
So which one's more important?
Black lives, hell. What you feel is more important?
The people. Black lives
matter. Oh. Yeah, hell yeah. Black lives more important. Shit, you know what I'm saying? If you talking about COVID-19, you just saying fuck black lives, nigga, then you gotta do it like this. You saying fuck black lives, you may have to tell everybody out the motherfucking map thing, cause everybody black, damn it. Shit, everything's black. I don't give a fuck what you feel.
Yeah.
Cause first of all, from darkness come light, nigga. From black comes white. You feel me? So everything's black. Just saying, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Even in the Bible it says that. God says shit from the darkness, I give you light.
Okay, this is what I never understood. No, cause people just popped up out of nowhere and all of a sudden got angry and accept one more than one than the other. What's the difference between black and all?
What you mean black and all?
Like, you got
black lives matter, all lives matter?
Yeah.
Alright, the difference in that, first and foremost, how can you say all lives matter if you don't count black people? So you tell me, if you're trying to say,
but that's part of all.
No.
All races.
But like, the peep game, this week, okay, I'm glad we're having this conversation. Peep this. You're saying all lives matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying black lives matter, right? You can't say all lives matter if a black life don't matter. Right now, they're showing that black lives don't matter, so how can you say all lives matter? You get what I'm saying?
The reason why I think it's more black lives than all, because...
No, not even that.
Everything that has happened.
Let's do it like this. Let's play it like this. You was in the military. Let me talk. Let me talk political to you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Twin Towers went down, right? Now, you see everybody's focused on the Twin Towers, right? Why nobody saying all the buildings matter? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, what nigga gonna tell you? All the buildings ain't getting knocked down. Only the Twin Towers did, right? Nigga, all people ain't dying like that. Black people getting murked for no reason. You feel me?
Yeah.
So look at it. You know what I'm saying? That's, I hate using that way, but that's
all,
exactly.
To me, all is overall, and black just separates.
I see what you're saying.
Makes
you talking
it
about
specific, but
yeah, because it's specific.
Black people are okay. Are they still part of that all?
Yeah, but see, not everybody's getting attacked like black people is. You see what I'm saying? Black people. So, all right, think about this here. A white person can walk clean in the motherfucking bank and not get looked at and asked for a loan. A black man can't do that. A black man's gonna get looked at sideways.
Yeah.
That's not all lives. You see what I'm saying?
They're gonna do credit checks.
Come on, son. That's why it's Black Lives Matter, because we matter too. We done did so much shit for this country, we don't get credit for it, B. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You mix, so that 50% of you ain't getting credit out here. You see what I'm saying? So you can't feel whole. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you can't feel whole and you mix, nigga, we can't feel whole at all. And I'm my dad African. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. But you know, I'm glad you did ask that question though, because you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people, you know, wanted that question. But I want people to give me the input. You know what I'm saying? Let make sure you leave your messages. You know what I'm saying? So we can answer your questions, reply to you in the next segment. Most definitely. Yeah.
Make sure you answer this question or your opinion. All opinions matter. So
facts. You know what I'm saying? We don't denounce nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Hot Box Chronicles, we spark. Hot Box Chronicles about sparking that blunt and getting understanding amongst everybody. You feel me? We got to see what everybody can bring to the table to get black love right. You know what I'm saying? We need to get this right. Black loves matter. Black lives matter. You know what I'm saying? But don't be scared of us. Gee, shit. Because I also, I want to talk. But I might say that for the next segment. That's for the next segment. But make sure, y'all, if y'all want to leave a message, you know what I'm saying, say anything, or you know what I'm saying, want to be notified, shit, you just want a shout out, make sure you go to anchor.fm/DaQuanAndrews/support. DaQuanAndrews/support. And you can subscribe to us, 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, and $9.99 a month. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Instagram and all that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. The Hot Box Chronicle in full effect. I got another question for you, brother. We've been knowing each other, what, 10 years? Mm-hmm. Since 2010. Nah, yeah, that's a long time, man. God damn. Niggas is old, B. Niggas is old. What can you say about loyalty we have amongst each other, loyalty you see on TV with other people? Not just necessarily on TV. Like, do you feel like loyalty is a big part in people's lives these days?
I be getting mad at people. Like, on TV, I don't watch TV, but like social media, like Facebook, mm-hmm. Fucking snitches and.
But do you know what a snitch is?
You got bros fucking each other's females. And
but do you know what a snitch is, though? Do you know what separates a snitch from, you know what I'm saying, a regular person telling? What is your definition of a snitch? What do you think a snitch is?
Somebody that goes and says with the intent of getting satisfaction from somebody else's downfall.
No. Alright, I'm gonna put you up on game. Alright? A snitch is somebody that, you know what I'm saying, they get paid to tell on people. You see what I'm saying? He's not a part. He like, shit, I'm finna go ahead and tell them niggas. I don't know them niggas like that, but I know they doing something illegal, now I can get paid. That's a snitch. Mm-hmm. A rat? That Castro shit? A rat? That Tekashi Snitch 9 shit? A rat? Mm-hmm. They with you. You do a robbery. That nigga telling the whole squad so he can get a sentence reduced. That's a rat. You see what I'm saying? Now let's say your neighbor, an old lady, call the cops because you do something. Or let's better yet, a 24-year-old black man that's not gang banging, just living a normal life, call the cops on you. That's a civilian. Mm. You see what I'm saying? That ain't no snitch. That's his job. You know what I'm saying? A civilian's job is to call the police, nigga. That's what the cops for, to protect their ass. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say their ass, but you know that's what they're for, to protect them. You see what I'm saying? So that's how I said, you know, how do you feel about how, like, you know, how do you think loyalty is now? Do you think niggas is loyal to people? Do you see loyalty out there? Like, how we get loyalty to each other?
Not as much. Not really.
Facts. I definitely agree.
Now I stay to myself. I go from A to B.
Facts. But definitely.
Because I... Obviously, we know my temper's too bad. I snap quick.
Playing with the mic? Where you make it? Okay, I'll make it so. This nigga drunk. Where you make it? Where you make it? Guys.
You can't even clip. There you go.
Yeah, you ain't clipping. Hot shit. Hot shit. But yeah. I hope y'all can. Yeah, they heard you.
I don't feel comfortable with the loyalty enough now to try to be loyal to somebody new, not from this generation.
What do you mean, as far as what?
As far as like, cause people try to follow too many trends.
Well, facts. They definitely do that shit. They damn sure do.
But I'm not. I don't follow trends. I don't set trends. I do what I feel is comfortable. Like some people get into groups.
You stay in your lane, basically. Yeah. You stay in your lane. Yeah, that's respectable. Ain't nothing wrong with I respect the nigga that stay in lane. Ain't nothing wrong with staying in your lane. That's the best thing you do is stay in your goddamn lane. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I do respect that. And that's one thing I do respect about you. You stay in your lane. You ain't out here trying to be a part. You feel me? You damn sure ain't out here trying to be a part. That's one thing I can say. You feel me? Because that being a part shit is for the birds. Like, especially with the youth now, they feel like that following shit is the way. Like, they got to be a part. Like, I be trying to tell them, you don't have to be a part. You know what I'm saying? You can set the tone. Yo, who says setting the tone was a loser? Like, who said the leader was the loser? Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I'm saying, like, he is a loser, but, you know. But, like, being a leader isn't a loser. You feel me? And I don't know what makes the youth feel like, yo, if you're a leader, if you try something new, you try to set a tone, they're going to call you a lame.
What really set for me, because obviously everything, I mean, when I was 18, my adulthood, the start of my adulthood was in the military. So everything is done for a reason. Now when you go from tactical to everyday life, so being normal, life. Yeah. You still got, I mean, that whole tactical side don't come out of you. You like being in like a road march, or like a ruck march. When you on patrol, you spread out. You spread out a distance away from the person in front of you. Because if you out in an open area and if somebody gets shot, that it sounds bad. But just say if y'all spread out, 50 meters, mm-hmm. Yeah, 50 meters from each other. You have that much time. You have that much. Just say, and the guy in front of you gets shot from somebody in the mountains, from at a distance. Mm-hmm. You got time to react within that 50 meters from you to him. So, being apart from people, you're not so much of a, you're a target, but you're not so much of a target.
Respect. I see what you're saying in a sense. I see how you put it in a military sense. I definitely respect it. You know what I'm saying? Because you constantly resort to your military thing. Like, do you believe you got PTSD?
Yeah, I got PTSD. I got PTSD, severe anxiety. I got insomnia. I got all that shit.
Like, do you feel like they interfere with you? You know what I'm saying? Sleeping and stuff. Or are you alright with that?
But I sleep 3 to 4 hours a day, and get up and go all day. Jeez. Sometimes I might every once in a while I might fall asleep at like 10:30, but.
Right, in the morning or at night?
At night. Huh. 12, 1 o'clock is probably between 11:30 and 1 is when I lay down. And I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I go all day.
Shoot, no, shit. I'd be waking up by like 7, 6:45. You know, that'd be my get up time. Yeah. Not 4 in the morning. Jeez, huh? Now, when I used to work at the plant, I used to do this shit. I used to wake up 4 in the morning and shit. Got to be there early as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was an hour away, so shit. Where do you feel Georgia's going as far as marijuana?
They a long way from legalizing marijuana.
You don't think it's coming?
It ain't gonna spread as fast as people think.
It's 19 states legal. What number you think Georgia gonna be?
Out of 50?
Uh-huh.
Probably at least in the 30s. It'll be, they'll wait till like 50% of the states.
50% be 25.
Yeah. Between 25.
I ain't gonna hold it. I was giving it like 42. Jeez, shit. Yeah. I was like, shit. I give Georgia probably like state 42, 43. You feel me?
I mean, they did it. They got it now to where it's fines, but it's only in certain areas. Other areas, that's just like Colorado.
Colorado legal, legal.
Not the whole state, not the whole state of Colorado.
Why not?
No.
It is.
No.
Like, you know, we got to look that up, babe.
No, there's a. I was looking at one. There's a county.
Well, my next trip is Colorado.
There's a county outside of it. That is it? Where is it? I think is it Denver? Is it Denver, Colorado, where it's legal? Where the dispensaries and shit are?
Yeah, there's a legal area. There's dispensaries in a lot of places.
There was one area in Colorado where it wasn't legal, and the motherfuckers sit them up. They sit at the border, the line, the county line.
It says in the state of Colorado, you could legally possess an ounce of weed, 21 and older.
Oh,
it's legal here. Shit, niggas getting it right.
Yeah.
See,
California.
Yeah, California. You know, California been legal since the dawn of damn time. They been smoking weed forever out there.
Yeah, all that weed out the hills.
That's some good ass weed though. Some cannabis, a good cannabis. Let's
see. You go out there and pick big ass buds. Them buds are as tall as the houses. You chopping them down. They chopping
you
them
know,
down.
You know, I know. I be watching the videos on YouTube. No, speaking of video YouTube, you be watching them dudes that be building huts and stuff out
in
there?
In the jungle.
Bro, what?
With that, yeah, they got that stick.
Son. Son, you talking about funny, B? Yo, I be sitting there like, yo, like, Watching that should let you know, yo, there's no excuse for nothing.
You seen the one under when they built that pool underground.
Son, you talking about when you had to go through a little hole to get to it?
And slide, yeah, slide down. Yeah, hole.
Son, stop playing. You know, I'm watching me. I'll be on it. Him and Uncle Roger, yo, son, you know who Uncle Roger is? Don't ever hi. Yo, you talking about, yo, I'm playing a game the other day, right? I'm playing a game, I'm on the phone, I'm on a game playing with my cousins. All the hoodlum ones. What's funny is, one of them like, hiya. I said, bro, what you know about Uncle Roger? All five of them bust out laughing. Yo, you know about Uncle Roger? I said, no, what y'all know about Uncle Roger? Yo, you tomorrow funny. Do you watch him? Right? You be watching his joint? Son, he said, if your rice too wet, you fucked up. If your rice too dry, you fucked up. Yo, you talking about funny? He's hilarious, yo. He's a classic. Uncle Roger. You fucked up. Yo, he said Gordon got two walk. He walked fuck boy. That shit's hilarious, B. I ain't gonna hold you, son. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shit. I'm gonna hit you with some old school Hotbox Chronicles shit. You ready? Three words for the youth. Three words for the youth. What you got?
Success, loyalty, and determination.
Let's move there. Let's move. Why determination, though?
Because why? This is what I always tell people. People that always want to give up. Why give up? Are you comfortable? Are you, like, I have to ask people, like, are you comfortable with death? You want to live like you expect for your body. You expect for your body to breathe naturally. You know, because that's a natural motion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I go and choke the shit out of you, and you stop breathing, you gave up breathing. Your body gave up because it didn't it was restricted long enough to cut everything off.
I see what you're saying. Basically, you ain't fighting for it.
Yeah. You stopped fighting for it, and your body stopped fighting for it. So, if you like breathing, boy, everybody should love breathing.
Yeah. It's the best thing ever, and it's free. Can you imagine getting taxed on every breath you take? Nigga, you be in serious debt.
Like, that's just like people be coming down on people that are homeless, like being out on the street. They gave up. I mean, I don't have a problem. You know the difference. You from the city. You know the difference.
Yeah,
I know
something.
You know the difference between the people that gave up.
You talking about panhandlers. That's the word for it. Panhandlers are people that don't want to do shit, but they go out there begging for money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're shaking their little cups and
shit.
Yeah,
panhandlers.
Yeah. No, not the...
Homeless.
Not the homeless.
Panhandlers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talking about the little... Have you seen the one where... it was a lady, and she was acting like she was handicapped. So they caught her ass and followed her ass all the way home. And she hopped out. She was regularly going to the club and shit. I said, yo, stop. She's a bird.
The one in the wheelchair?
Facts, B. I said, yo, she's a bird. No, the man was in the wheelchair. The chick was acting like she had a cerebral palsy. Like, she was walking with the arm crutches. So, like, she was supposed to be like a little Indian lady. However, she a bird for that. Over here flexing. She a bird. Either way, that bitch a bird. I ain't gonna hold you. She gets no slack. She's a bird. I said, what the fuck? You'd be surprised. People be trying to utilize people and do little fuck shit to get over. Like, come on. People work hard for their bread to be given away to somebody flexing.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. I said, I'll be sitting here just looking at people. Sit here and niggas be growing up with their moms and dads and be flexed up like they can't take care of their kids. I don't want to be a daddy. Nigga,
this is the question I wear. Everywhere I done work, why do people think that it's a problem? Because you ask somebody how much money they make.
Right. Son.
Why?
Son,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know why that shit is a problem with people. Alright, let me put it like this. When I was in college, I took sociology. The sociologist told the whole class, she said, yo, what's funny is, she said, people won't ask other people how much they make. And she said, that's not how it's supposed to be. She said, you need to ask people how much they make, and they need to tell you so everybody can get paid what they're worth and people won't get cheated. I said, that do make sense, because think about it. If everybody go to the building like, nigga, hold on, we all been here the same time. Why this nigga making $24 more than me, and we all been here the same time, and I do more than this nigga? You feel me? So I'm like, yo, that do make kind of sense. But, like, people do be, oh, no, I can't show you that. Like, the fuck, I'm going to steal your salary off your check? Like, the fuck, nigga? You feel me? Like, if they hiring that $17 an hour, shit, I want $17 too, nigga. Little shit. I feel like I worth $17, nigga. I don't want a motherfucker $16.50. Give me $17. I damn sure, like, yeah. Yeah, people be killing me with that. Like, son, like, how's it hurting you? The fuck? Like, I ain't going to go in there and change your pay.
Like, motherfucker, like, you can't.
Dock his pay and let me get his pay, B.
Like,
what the fuck?
Like, you can't tell me I'm new and you've been there and you make this amount of money. You can't tell me how to get in the door to even start to get that much money.
Thanks, nigga.
Like, come on, man.
That's crazy shit.
Like, you're an employee just like I am. You ain't gonna get no higher than the people that's been there for 20-something years.
Nah,
obviously they in that position for a reason.
I remember, let me tell you how dirty people be, like, businesses be sometimes. I remember I was working in the plant, and I don't want to say no names just because they tried, you know what I'm saying, sue a nigga or some shit on that bullshit. But I remember I was working at this plant or whatever. Yo, when we got hired, they told, because we got hired in another county,
mm-hmm.
and the job was in another county, but they had two different plants. So they was like, when county one hired us, they were like, yo, we're going to send you to county two for training, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only supposed to be there for 6 weeks for training. Nigga, we was there a year. Fuck around. We was like, they were like, when we send you up there and shit, they're like, we're going to send you up there. We're going to pay gas, you know, all that. We're going to give you top pay, 401k and all that. They said, just don't tell the people up there how much you're making, because they're going to hate you and try to treat you different. So I'm like, what the fuck are they talking these niggas on? I get up there. It's nothing but older black people that been up there, no lie, since, like, one person been up there She been up there since 10th grade. Nigga, she was 75 years old. I said, son, hold on. You been up here since 10th grade and you 75? You been here since this month. Boy, what? That's all on your resume. That's the only job you got. But you talking about dedication. These people been there so long, son. These niggas been there so long. I hate to say this. No lie. They been there so long, son. When the business shut down because of COVID-19, they got $20,000. On top of their 401k and their final check. I said, wow, son. Yeah. But what was come to find out, we was getting paid $17.50. They was paying them $11. And was paying them that since like the damn 70s or 80s some shit. I said, what? So they had to take that to City Hall and all that. And got them people, they pay raise. And I said, business be on that bullshit, boy. You'd be surprised. And I said, can you imagine getting paid that shit 20 years? And then somebody walk in and get paid $5-6 more dollars than you? Mm-hmm. And you the professional? And this nigga ain't never seen the machine before? Because I walked in, I ain't never seen the machine before on some G shit. I ain't never see that machine before. I ain't never worked no wonders, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting paid $17.50, and the dude training me getting paid $11.25. Boy, stop. And I said, yo, that's foul, but they got their pay raise, and I respect that.
That's about how I am at work sometimes. But then I'd be like, I mean, obviously, they hire for a reason.
That too, most definitely. But it's something to think about. I ain't gonna hold
you. But I don't need all that money.
So I'm trying to get it all, create this generation of wealth.
Like right now, the way I know for a fact.
Son, I'm trying to buy a town, B. I want to buy a town so I can put black people where they need to be. You feel me?
Yeah.
When I leave here, I want to be that face for the blacks. G shit. Yeah. Then when my kids leave here, I want them to be the face for black. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help my people better my people, bitch.
It's a dude that bought a whole neighborhood.
No, a group, a family got together and bought 100 acres. 19 families got together and bought 100 acres.
No, I'm saying it was the dude that bought, he bought all the houses in the neighborhood and rented out to black people.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, shout out to them 19 families that bought that 100 acres, dog, for the black people. I know that. They definitely need to shout out for that.
I ain't
gonna hold you. I love y'all. Represent for the blacks. I definitely represent. Snaps for that. Snaps, definitely snaps. Facts. You know we don't clap in the hot box, we snap. Gee, shit.
I need 100 acres.
I don't need the mule. Shit. I take the 100 acres, but I damn sure don't need the mule. They can keep the mule. You feel me?
But you can get a mule.
What I'm
gonna
do with the goddamn mule?
Put it in, put a fence.
Well, I ain't from the South, so I don't know.
Put a fence around it.
But I'm saying, what he gonna do for me? I ain't drinking no mule milk. What he gonna do for me?
Eat the grass. They keep the grass.
And that's what the lawnmower for.
But not if you.
He gonna eat 100 acres, nigga? You really think one donkey gonna eat 100, one mule gonna eat 100 acres?
Get two.
Nigga, stop. I can pay a nigga to cut the grass. This is what I do. Let me show you how much better I am. I got 100 acres. I sell 25. Get a good amount of bread for a nice, you know, a good amount of land for a nice price. Mm-hmm. Get the bread, and I can pay somebody to cut the fucking grass. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Everybody gotta get no goddamn mule. You out there cleaning mule shit. And all that. You got to wash that big nigga. Oh, no. See, that's definitely that country boy shit. That's that country boy in you, bro. I'm telling you. That's that country shit in you. That's that country shit in you. That nigga said, motherfucking mule.
I'm going to get one when I get a hold, when I get this horse farm.
You look like the type of nigga that have a mansion with two mules in the back.
And a big-ass horse farm.
Boy, stop.
I'm going, look.
Won't you take a ride on my big green tractor?
I'm trying to buy 100 acres and build a barn. And turn it into a house.
Jesus, no.
And then get a big horse farm. But the horse farm I
want
to do.
So 100 acres, you want that for yourself?
No, for me, her, and the kids.
What about 100 acres, you going to at least give something to somebody?
The kids.
I'm talking about 100 acres. You know how big 100 acres is?
Yes.
100 acres, you can give 50 acres to a community for black people. And keep the other 50.
But I got 3 kids.
What are they going to do with 100 acres? What you going to do with
100 acres? They can split it.
Jesus Christ, man. You were stingy. You could have gave 25 acres up.
How am I going to
for a black community?
Nah, look.
So you wouldn't use 25
acres? It's an investment.
You trying to use all of it to invest? Boy, you
stingy. It's an investment.
I see what you're saying. No, let me stop. I see what you're saying.
Because after a while, you can buy 100 acres. And you can clear the land.
I know. You can take, but see, I'm trying take, to. I feel I'm trying to be the face. You know what I'm saying, for the black community. So I'll probably give up 25 acres.
But you gotta clear all the land first.
I know, but I'm gonna give up 25 acres for black businesses. You feel me?
Okay, but then if I build a value on it, and if I let the value build by not touching it, I can sell land for like three times the amount I got it for.
I understand.
So you buy 300,000. You buy.
So you're looking at it just family wise. I'm looking at it on a grander scale.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to set an image, the tone. You feel me? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to set the motherfucking tone out here.
If the kids got it, the kids can do what they want. If they want to sell it, they can sell it.
No, see, I'm just talking about just making land, you know what I'm saying, making land available for people of our color, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For our people. That's what I'm saying. But we're going to end it for the night. Thanks for listening to the Hot Box Chronicles. This is DJ Shroud, Day, Daquan, whatever you want to call the kid.
And I'm Pat.
And I'm Pat. Patrick, Patty Mayonnaise, Pat. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. We have the next episode ready for you. Peace out.